Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Today, we actually came to pray. So we want to pray today. So I touch this message. Please bless your family. So I will show you how you are going to do it. And I will show you what to pray about for your family. I don't fear anything in life until I had a particular dream where I saw my daughter selling pure water. I saw the dream 12 years ago on an afternoon on Sunday, and I shouted, "It can never be so." After that dream, several attempts have been on my life. But you know what? I refuse to die. If you allow the enemy to take you away, look at me, your children will suffer. All those fake liars, aunties and uncles, they will show their true color. In the stupid grave where you find yourself, you will cry. It's my prayer for you that you will not die before your time. Is that your amen you are going to give here? I say, my prayer for you is that you're not going to die before your time. Amen. So one of the things I do is, anything that tamper with my peace of mind, I just drop it. Because I want to live long. Shall I pray for you? Help me mention your name. Let me pray. You will live long. Amen. I just manage the amen. No, see, I say, give me money. You will live well. You will not only live long and well, I pray, in your old age, you will flourish. Thank you, precious Lord. Please, bless your family. Please, 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 20. God bless you and keep you upon you, be gracious and keep you. Can we sing one more time? Let's go now.
God bless you.
And he will keep you.
And keep you.
From my heart, that is my prayer for you.
Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face towards you. And give you peace.
Then David returned, "Thank you, God bless you. To bless." Then David returned to bless his household. Then David returned. You will return. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, this was supposed to be his wife, who came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of a maid, of a servant, as one of those babes." And this commoner shamelessly uncovered themselves. That's not where I'm going to. I need the first one again. And David returned to bless his household. The family is not just a social construct. It is heavenly designed. The family is not just heavenly designed. It's a sacred institute. The family is not just a sacred institute. as a place of training, is a citadel of glory and power. Let me quickly run into your future. Your family will not fail. Joshua 24:15 says, "Ask for me and my own family, my household, we will serve the Lord. I told you, I called my family. And I told them, the day I introduced another God to you, feel free to walk away. And I swear to them that I will take care of you. But don't serve my God if I refuse to serve God anymore. Yes, I want to pray for you. You will not serve another God till you die in the name of Jesus." You must know that family is a training ground for the challenges of life, because in life there will be challenges. I hope you know there will be challenges. Family is a place of fortress where children, people are trained to face the future. Because let me tell you, your problem differs. Some will not come to us as family, they come individually. Let me rush into your future. Both you and your children, whatever problem or challenge, you will see their end. Yeah. Family is a place of spiritual health. When the family fails, society fails. The reason why 85% of Nigerians are thieves, because from the house they are thieves. Taught their children, go there and steal, go there and loot, go there and join them, do yahoo yahoo, do this. And that's why we have so much problem from home, local, federal, and it moves like that. Oh, this is my prayer for you. Your children, my children, they will do well in life. When the family is under a seed, there will be ripple, terrible catastrophe in the world. And that's why the family front must be well built. By the time my fourth daughter finished her school, they created a position for her. The best behaved girl in the whole history of the school will warn you well that you will not behave well. Proverbs 22 verse 6. Don't forget, I want to pray. I want to show you what you are going to pray for. So when I say pray, you can now do any style to pray. You can be braiding your head and pray there. Train up a child in the way it should go. So the family is a place of mentorship, a training ground, a breeding ground. And parents are ordained. According to Proverbs 22 verse 6, train up a child in the way it should grow. And when he has grown up, he will not depart from it. And families are God's vehicle. The Bible says children are the arrows of God. Many. In the hands of the mighty. When you fire them, they go straight into the heart of the enemy. Can I pray for you? May your children conquer your enemies. Oh, thank you, precious Lord. The covering on your life has just been removed. And that's why the Bible says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17, he said we should pray without ceasing. When we have pastors, we ask them, I have never missed it to pray. And we'll pray for all our children. All the children of great people in the Bible fail. Begin to look at them. Your children will not fail. Don't worry. Be saying amen as if you are giving money. I say your children will not fail. Children, You are children. You will not fail. Why must I pray for my children? For spiritual covering. If you hear the curse, all these frustrations are the curse of these children. If you hear what they say to them, frustrated teachers, they're frustrated. They will bring all their pain, their emotional trauma, everything to school, and they pour it on our children. And you are not praying for them. One must hold. Especially you that left your children in the boarding school. Job chapter 1 verse 5. Job foresaw that attack will come. Job 1:5. The Bible said this guy, and it was so when the days of their feasting were done about, that Job sent and sanctified the who? His family. And rose up early in the morning, offered burnt offerings according to the number of all of them. For Job said, it may be that my sons are sinned, and they have cursed God, not even out in their hearts. Thus Job did once in a while. You are not reading now. He did it once a year. Our families, they are like garden. You have to prune it. You like another garden, beautiful. Somebody took care of that garden that you are smiling to stay there. The family did not pray for today, you cannot enjoy them tomorrow. Somebody say, I hear you. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 20. We are getting to very close to pray. Hebrews 11, verse 20 says, but Isaac blessed Jacob. Some of you parents, the only time you bless your children is when they bring money home. Once they don't bring anything home, no blessing for them. And Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Can I bless you too? You don't want. I bless you that you will see good days ahead of you in the name of Jesus. By faith, Jacob, when he was even dying, blessed each of his sons, blessed his sons of Joseph, worship and leaning on top of his staff. You should begin to do it now. To pray for your family. To pray for your children. Your children are the extension of your future. Don't just pray for them alone. Pray for your family. Then extend it to your cousins. Then extend it to your in-law. Everyone born has a family. Your family will do well. Amen. Come and see. Genesis chapter 12 verse 3. We are getting close to pray. I will bless those that bless you. I will curse them who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. This is what the Lord said. So our God is a God of family. God is not the one that says family can go to hell. No, God is a God of family. Especially the family that you are going to take care of is superior than the one you came from. And that's why after you married, you must concentrate that the family that you are about to start is much more. They call it the primary, no longer the secondary. Then the other one you came from is what? The secondary. It's very important you know this. Follow me. Genesis 28 verse 14. And your descendant, this one he told Jacob, shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you, in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now, when I talk about primary and secondary family, that doesn't mean you neglect your secondary family. I'm telling you that you have a responsibility. The mistake of the secondary, don't let it happen in the primary. The primary now is not going to change. The secondary you couldn't change because you are not the one in charge. Your father was in charge, but I said, now this is your family. You can change the mistakes they have made. Somebody say, I hear you. You don't say, Pastor said, because you know how to twist my words. It's my family. Mm-mm, that's what I said. You are selfish before. So now this message is, it's my family. No. Continue now. Jeremiah 31 verse 1. I'm showing you all this scripture so that when I tell you this is what you should pray, you will know our God is a God of family. Jeremiah 31 verse 1. At the same time, say the Lord. I've been the only one reading the Bible since. What happened? I will read the Bible. I will preach to you. Which one do you want to do exactly? Jeremiah chapter 1, 31 verse 1. Oh, yeah, read it. Everybody read. Where did you leave that one before? Oh, yeah, read it from the beginning. Go now. Yes. You can read Bible. From now, you'll be reading. I'll be following. So you can do it on your left hand and you'll be reading. So you want to read. So the word household means family. And sometimes can mean descendant. You should understand that our God is a God of family. I told my children, when one of you is down, all of you is down. You lift the person up before you move. Don't leave until that person is up. The money in your pocket belongs to the three of you until the three of you is established. That's what I taught my children. Yes. The Muslims don't contribute money to build a mosque. When one of you is blessed, you are blessed for the entire family. Oh, God. My younger brother is there. It's no joke. What I have before I started my family, it belongs to everybody. See, today I'm taking care of my father and my mother. Barbarly, not smallly. See, today. See, today. Some of you are still going at this time to collect money from your father and mother. You want your mother to do a lubo. What's a lubo? Yam powder for you. You see, the thunder that will fire you, it's coming from that side of Abia. I asked a pastor, I heard him say that, "Hey, Mama, are you coming with yam powder?" I said, Are you fine? How much do you give the Mama? He said, "She doesn't need money." Really? I said, "You are wicked." All the old men in my family, Pastor Paul, they stopped working. They didn't hear me. They do what? Don't walk again. I don't even need to talk. When you offend me, I'll just say, "What is it? Who are they?" I'll just mention your name. It is caller. Caller. You can see old man say, "Call." They don't have to talk. Caller. Caller. Caller will prosper. Take care of your family. Don't only take care of them, bless them. Okay, let me show you this place before we pray. Genesis 18, verse 19. "And he said unto Abraham, for I have known him, in order that he may command his children and his household." You promise you are going to read, eh? Continue. "That they, and to do, and what? That the Lord, what he has." So you need to remember all this. As a Christian leader, all men in the house, you are a priest. All men, all pastors, all men, you are a priest. Now, when the man is not around, the woman of the house becomes the priest. Forget any culture that is telling you that it is the boy in the house that is the priest over the mother. I believe the Bible more than your culture. After the man, the next person is who? The mother. Yes. Then when the woman is old and incapacitated and cannot do her duties, then the firstborn can take over. Be wise. Don't carry culture ahead of scripture. Somebody say, "I hear you." It's good to know. Now, as the priest of the house, you have to bless your family. You have to bless your children. My daughter came home very long time ago when she was in secondary school. A particular teacher would not let her rest. So I said, "What is his name?" I said, "Go and sleep." In the morning, go to school. And when she got to school, the man came begging. And I said, "Daddy, what did you do to him?" "We slept together in the house. I didn't do anything to him. I just warned him." Can I quickly pray for you? Whoever trouble your children will run mad. You did not say amen. Okay, I'll go to another one. Now, There is a problem. Come with me, let me show you this. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 20. The ark of God has been in Egypt for some time, in another country for some time, and they went and brought it in, and the particular guy, Shimei or Uzzah, touched it and he died. So David said they should take it to the house of Abimelech. Now, but God blessed this man for 3 months. He became a millionaire, and he said, go and bring it. When he was bringing it, he was so happy. Follow me. He was so happy. I read verse 20 to you. I want you to understand this passage. Then David returned. You promised to read the Bible. To bless his household. And Micaiah, the daughter of Saul. Wait. Micaiah, they are supposed to say Micaiah, his wife. But note that they said Micaiah, the daughter of Saul. Why? Because Micaiah was just married to David. Her spirit was not connected to David. Micaiah still supports the father against David. So all the blessing that David was going to bless his household, Micaiah could not partake out of it. What can happen as a father or as a priest or as a husband over your life that the blessing he carries you cannot benefit because you are over familiarized yourself with him? No matter how gifted your pastor, your prophet is, the day you become familiarized, you become my paddy, listen to me, he cannot bless you anymore. Should I still continue? And she said, how glorious was the king of Israel today, opening himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servants as one of the base. Well, base, okay? That means nobody shamelessly uncovered himself. And you know what followed? Now, let me show you this so that you can understand. Verse 18. Come to verse 18. And when David had finished offering burnt offering of peace offering, you promised to read the Bible. David had blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Verse 19, please. Verse 19 now. I'm waiting. Look at, he didn't only bless them, and he distributed among all the people, among the whole multitude. Please, we will continue. To everyone, a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, and a cake of raisins. So all the people departed, everyone to their what? House. So that's verse 19. So when he has finished ministering to the people, and this is what the devil does, after we have ministered to people, when we are going home, the devil wants to do something, or the children to do something, so that you will not bless them, you will curse them. Any curse upon your life, upon your children's life, from any angle, I command them to break now. So in this joyous mood, for mission accomplished, after he has prayed for people, the ark is now in Israel. He was going on to bless his own family, but his wife could not take his person. Help me stretch your hand to this place. Let me pray for you. On the day of your joy, you will not make mistake in Jesus' name. He expected everybody to key in, but the wife refused. The Bible says he's the daughter of Saul. She was married to him, but is she still the daughter of Saul? And he replied her in verse 21. I believe maybe it was because of Micaiah. David was coming home to bless his family, but Micaiah couldn't accept it. Verse 21. You promised to read the Bible. Oh yeah, go. It was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will play music before the Lord. Please read the next verse, verse 22. Go. Undignified. He said, I am not reserved in front of God. And I will be humble in my own sight. Finish it for me. But as for the men servants of whom you are spoken, by them I will be held in honor. He said, you might not honor me, there's no problem. He said, these people will still honor me. I'll continue to praise God. You know what happened. Verse 23. What happened to Micaiah? This will not be your portion. Verse 23. Let me read verse 23. Therefore, Micaiah, the daughter of Saul, not his wife, had no children. This was the only woman, she's the only woman in the Bible that doesn't have any child. Because she missed the day of her blessing. It's my prayer for you. Come, 2 Samuel 6, verse 28. New English translation I want to read for you. When David went home to pronounce a blessing on his house. Do you pronounce blessing on your children? Do you pray for them? We are in a wicked world. Bible says, we know we are of God. But you see the whole world, they lie in what? Wickedness. They will not get your family. So pronounce blessing on your spouse. Pronounce blessing on your children. Pronounce blessing on your cousins. Pronounce blessing on your own, because these people are all around in your circle. And leave them to decide whatever will happen later. It's my prayer for you again. Your family, your children, they will do well in life.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you. I said they will do well in life.
Amen.
Look at this. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. I want to begin to show you what to pray about, and you begin to pray them one by one. It will take us time. One by one. One by one. One by one. So I will pray them for you. You will pray for yourself. You'll pray them for your children. Numbers 6, 24, 26. The Lord bless you. Use the scripture to pray for them. The Lord bless you. Did you say amen? And he will keep you. And he will make his face to shine upon you.
Amen.
And the Lord be gracious to you.
Amen.
The Lord turn his face towards you.
Amen.
And he will give you peace.
Amen.
The Lord will give you peace.
Amen.
I'm not hearing the Lord will give you peace.
Amen.
You see, as you begin to pray for your children, you get to a level, the Lord will tell you, do something. I told you what happened. It was Thanksgiving time. And the Lord said, what do you have? And I said, the Lord said, all the pounds and the dollars you kept, and I dropped it. I gave the pounds. I was praying, what am I going to give to you? And I was praying for the church. I prayed for my children. And the Lord said, what will you give me? You see, there is a level you pray to your for your children too. And there are levels of sacrifice you give. God is now owing you. That, Lord, my children cannot be like this. No, they cannot be like this. No, they cannot be like this. People go to their priest to turn the table around. They say, Baba, this is what I want. It's not possible. Will you be able to do this and do this and enter into the forbidden bush? And Kalis, I say, I will do it. Why? Because they want a shift. But God has much more than that. I dropped the seed on a Sunday. On Monday, the driver slept off while driving my children. But my sacrifice stopped the nonsense. And the Lord carried that car from the main road into Christian College compound. But the car was a write-off. And the driver was crying. I said, don't cry. Come home. We were having service in the old site. My son and the mother were in the hospital. Before the problem started, the Lord told me to pray. I was praying when the boy started jacking. I gave God the $10,000 I had in my account. And I gave him the house that they gave me. What is backing your children? Not just muzzle and chest. Is there prayer? Is there sacrifice? And Jesus said, any of you that hear my saying, he says, it's like a wise man that built his house on the rock. Not like a foolish man that built it on the sand. He said, something is coming, but for both of them, the wind, the rain, the storm. He said, when it comes, one house will stand, the other will. I want to pray for you. Your house will not fall.
Yes,
thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you ready to pray?
Yes,
what should I pray for my children? What should I pray for my family? Pray for unity. Pray for what?
Unity.
It's a shame that in your lifetime, let me say to the camera, it's a shame that in your lifetime, your children are divided in your lifetime. In my lifetime, my children, Ebuka, Emeka, Shinekenka, all of you come here now. If they born you where, don't come here. In your lifetime, lift up your voice and pray, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare unity in my family. I declare unity over my children. I cast out disunity. In the name of Jesus. Why should you pray for unity? When you get home, can you please get a broom and tell the strongest of your son or daughter to break the broom? Give them the whole day. They can't break it. Tell them to begin to separate those broom. And they separate them. Pick up. Separate them. Pick up. Why? The strength of darkness is their unity. Do you know why darkness are very strong? They are Christian. We are not united. But darkness, they are united. Let us pray. Don't forget what I'm teaching you today now. It will last you for many generations if you can remember. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare unity upon my family, upon my children. Say, in the name of Jesus. Uncle, say, no, you and your brother, you are not talking now. Say, you know that you and your brother, you are not talking now. But you were close before. It will not happen to your children.
Yes.
My father is still alive. My mother is still alive. We are divided. Some they are in PDP. Some they are in APC. And they are alive. You will not fail when you are alive.
Yes.
See, I'm teaching you now. You are looking at me as if I'm talking heresy. Don't worry. By the time you are 70 and your four children have four camps, and anywhere you turn, you are guilty. Because you are always supporting him. You are always supporting her. The person die of depression. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare unity upon my house, upon my family, upon my children. I cast out this unity. Say, in the name of Jesus. I was thinking you would pray already. I was thinking you will pray. Let there be no disunity. I bind division. I bind confusion. In Jesus' name we pray. What do you pray on your children and family? Pray for protection. Pray for what? See, after me, say Jehovah Nissi. Hey, you are not asking me. Okay, say Jehovah Nissi. I'm not saying, okay, let me say
Jehovah
Nissi. Let your banner of protection be raised over my family. Say in the name of Jesus. Are you ready to pray? See, when you put this hand inside a bar, no matter how hot, it goes and come back. My people said, are you locked? Are you bought? Wherever your children go, they will return. They have captured them all in the camp of 30,012. My children, wherever they go, they will do what? They will return. Are you ready? Say Jehovah. And they said, I'm not hearing. They said, their father went and didn't come back. Not your father. Not your mother. Say Jehovah. And they said, raise a banner of protection over my family. Lift up your voice and pray. Protection. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. What are you going to pray for them? Pray for provision. Say this with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. My God, you are the Jehovah Jireh. Supply all the needs of this family. Hey, are you praying already? Are you praying already? Supply the needs of this family. Supply the needs. You are my provider. These children will not lack supply. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm not hearing you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me bring the three together for you. Love, joy, and peace shall not be absent in your home in the name of Jesus. What do you pray for? Pray for them to excel in wisdom. To excel in what? Wisdom. And in stature. They will not just be big for nothing. They will be intelligent. Lift up your voice and pray for me. Pray with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I cover my children with the blood of Jesus. I declare they will excel in wisdom and stature. Are you ready to pray? Lift up your voice and pray like that. You will not give birth to any baby. Are you praying? Is somebody praying there? Are you praying there? Are you praying at the back there? In Jesus' name we pray. What do we pray about? Pray for divine health. Let me pray for every one of you, parents here. No matter what it costs, may God give you enough to take care of your children. I have the type of children, they don't want to trouble me. What do you want? They will not talk. I'll begin to list things. Do you want this? Do you want this? But you have spent too much money on song. It's better I take care of you than to buy kidney. What is your child asking for? I am praying for you. Kidney is expensive. Oh. Kidney is now 10 million. One kidney. One kidney. Whatever they want. Let me see your hand. My God, give you more than enough to help them. Pray with me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. When my boy was sick in the hospital, they got to a time the mother couldn't stand again. They told her to run out. Injection was being given to him from the leg. So I said, you can't take this one from me. I have what to offer. I cannot suffer. So I packed my dollars. If you are going to be praying, all I had, I gave it out. I gave it to the man of God. I said, take it. Immediately, injections are not working. When I look at him now, I say, if you only know the investment of sacrifice on top of you. Somebody now say you want to fight them. And fight them now. Make sure you carry something that is worthwhile. Can I pray for you? Your children will not be brought down. I decree and declare. Say, let me hear you now. I'm not hearing you say, I decree and declare. Say, divine health over every member of my family. Say, in the name of Jesus, our organ will not pack up. Say, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Is somebody praying at all here? Divine health. Divine health. In Jesus' name we pray. Any child that is sick, any member of the family that is sick, right now under this anointing I pray, their body, bones and blood, the Lord is healing them in the name of Jesus. What do you pray about? Look at me, everybody. Break generational curse over your children. I told my children, I have not done anything that will bring curse upon you. And I told them again that I am the fourth generation of nonsense. If God is even angry with my family, from my side now, fourth as rich. Then, so you people, you are free. You have to pray. Say after me, say, my Father and my God. Let go here. Say, my Father and my God. I say, by the blood of Jesus, I break every generational curse over my children and my family. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus. Shout it now and pray in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. Are you praying at all? Break generational curse. Break generational curse. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm not hearing your amen again. In Jesus' name we pray. What are you going to pray for your family? You are going to ask for generational blessings upon them. You will mention their names, each of them. And please, if you are here, you are not married, and you don't have a child yet, call yourself and all your siblings. Don't be selfish. I've taught you when you want to, Bible says, and when you want to say, our Father, who art in, hallowed be thy kingdom, thy will be done on. Give me this day. Give us. Don't be selfish in prayer. You are not married. You are saying, Lord, I'm praying for that. I see me. I'm praying for this. Are you married? Where is that? I see me. Pray for yourself and your siblings. Pray for your father and pray for your mother. Are you listening to me now? Let's decree generational blessing after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. You think God doesn't answer prayer? I was in a particular house. Every member of my family was sick. I just carried anointing oil, went to the doorpost, and I crossed like this. Sickness, get out of this house. I'm a tighter here. And you know what? You cannot touch my family. Sickness, go. You know what? The sickness left my side and went to my landlord's side. Oh my God. Everybody there, they're sick. I said, I never holla. Yes, now. I like to pray. Pray for your family. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, I declare generational blessings upon my family, upon my household, upon my children. Will you lift up your voice and pray like that? It seems somebody is tired already. Are you praying? Easy. You are worthy of my praise. Oh, you are worthy of my praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. What are you going to pray about? Pray for spiritual growth. See this prayer. My children will know God. My children will serve God. My children will love God. My children will fear God. Man, I pray prayer when they were in the womb. I say, if any of my children doesn't want to serve you, oh Lord, pursue the child. Capture the child in the dream and make him serve you. I was in primary 3 when Jesus came to our house. And everybody greeted Jesus. And when I got there, he pushed my hands aside. So I laughed to my grandmom and he said, there is something you are doing that, and I know that was anger. In those days when I'm angry, you can keep your food for 1 week. I will not eat anything. I'll be living in the same house with you. I have PhD in anger. Or did he think destroy his life, not my own life? Pray for your children. Pray. Look, the child you took care of for 30 years will hold on to one particular thing that mommy did this, and you hold it like this when you have money. Can you imagine that mommy did this? What about all the good ones she has done? What about all the good ones he has done for you? I taught you when you want to fight, remember the good times you spend and share together. Don't make your conclusions on one stupid thing that is happening now. Somebody say, I hear you. Pray for spiritual growth. Be watching your children. Small thing among each other, they cannot forgive each other, and you are alive. Begin to deal with it. It's coming to you. See, Adam, when you resemble me, it's just like me. She will do it to you because you taught her well. Are you ready to pray? There's a family page. I watch the tone of talk of each of my children. Why can't you be spiritually inclined? My children prophesy. Get close to them. You will be shocked. There's a particular one. You see somebody die, but you say, in the name of Jesus, we stand against it. In the name of, we begin to pray because somebody will die. Yeah, yes. What is coming out from them? Begin to look at it now. Bible says, and Jacob observed. Begin to look. In fact, nowadays, there's no picking again. Even from small, watch what that child is saying. A 12-year-old girl or boy killed somebody recently, Abby. You say, picking. Who's picking? Who has he seen the mother kill before? Let us pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I don't like your response. It's very discouraging. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. My children will know God. I'm not hearing you say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your fire of spiritual growth begin to burn in the life of my family. Every member of my family. Say, my children will serve God. They will love God. They will fear God. Lift up your voice. Somebody's not praying. Life giver. Life changer, Jehovah.
Give me God.
Destiny help our life. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. In your lifetime, your daughter is carrying camera like this and twerking. Baka, baka, baka. He says he's using bum bum to clap. In your lifetime. In your lifetime. Your son is doing nonsense program. In your lifetime. You are still alive. The name of the family is having comma, semicolon, question mark. And you are alive. And any child that refuses to serve God. Father, pursue the child and make him or her bow down to serve you in the name of Jesus. What do you pray for your children about? That God will make a way for them. God will make our way.
No way.
Thank you. Wait, look at me. So there comes a time as you are going in life, you thought this is the end of the way. But as you go with faith, since you are directed, you get there, there's a turning. I'm praying for you. The Lord will make a way for you. Your amen is not good. The Lord will make a way for you. Spiritually, financially, materially, the Lord will make a way for you. Say, Father, I commit my household into your hands. Make a way for us. Where they say there is no way. Wait. When God wants to bless family, he doesn't bless all of them at the same time. Do you know what he does? He picks one. He can pick one and he or she will be blessed. Look at me. You are expected that thing that God is blessing you with is not for you alone. It's for who? The whole family. But no. God will take one and he or she will travel abroad. Nobody should tell you, take Ebuka abroad. No. You should know that we rise by lifting others. You begin to call your brothers. You begin to call your sister. They begin to call your father. Begin to call your mother. Do this, do this. But say, no, I've been praying that God will separate me from that family. Then the next thing you are looking for one stupid girlfriend or boy that will kill you young. If you're angry, shout hallelujah. Say, Father. I didn't say father, I say Father. I commit my family to you. I told my children, I'm not going to die, but you know what? Anywhere you get to, God will make a way for you. I commit my family to you. Make a way. I'm not here to say, Father, make a way. Even in the wilderness, for my family, for my household, for my children. Pray for your spouse, pray for your children. Lift up your voice and pray. You are not praying out again. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. He said, when you want to pray like this, our Father, who are you now going to say, deliver us from evil. What are you going to pray about? Say, Father. Deliver this family from evil. Deliver my children from evil. You see, you know what? When you come to church, you are for me. When problems start, you are not going to hold your clothes. Where is my daughter? We left her in the church. She ran out of the house without clothes. Oh, you walk it. Pray now. So that you will rest in future. Are you listening to me now? Pray now so that she will rest. When you are young, you fight to gather territories. But when you are old, you fight to maintain territory. You avoid battle. You avoid battle because you have fought enough. You need to rest. In your resting period, you will not be running around for your children in the name of Jesus. Pray now. What I say you should do now? I'm not here. What I say you should do now? Father, deliver this family from evil. Every impending evil. Every hanging evil. From father's side and mother's side. We cancel them by the blood of Jesus. We decree it shall not stand in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice, somebody, and pray to God. You are tired already. We stand against evil. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You are tired, Shay? Better pray now. What are you going to pray about? Pray for excellence upon them. We say, excellent Jehovah, Abi, marvelous Jehovah. God is an excellent God. Listen to me. May your children be excellent. Pray for success. Say after me, say, my family will succeed. The spirit of excellence is upon this family. In the name of Jesus. I didn't hear you say, my family will succeed. When a lady went online and began to remove her breast, online, publicly, to all the world on Twitter, TikTok, publicly. I told the mother, you don't need to run around. Where you are supposed to have prayed, you did not pray. Start praying now. I know what? People are paying her money for bless. I'm telling you, when a married woman begins to do sex talk because they have to pay her 30,000 naira for 1 hour. And that's why I'm praying for all men that God will bless you to take care of your women.
Amen.
You will not say amen. Why by your way, Danu? Oh. Ibamelo. They will call your balowe. No, they call it her. And they will take picture and send to you. Now you are ready to pray because you heard that you will collect your wife. Oh, you have to come and pray. Are you ready to pray? I'm not hearing you. Say, Father, this family must succeed. The spirit of excellence is upon this house. It's upon my family. Upon my children. You might have to mention their name one by one. I will give you time. Maybe you have 12 of them. I will give you time. Maybe you have 100 of them. Mention your... Are they praying? In Jesus' name we pray. Look at me. What if I don't feel like praying? The antidote for you to do when you don't feel like praying is to start to pray. The day of battle is coming. If you think you are in battle, you are not in battle yet. Whenever I finish eating, I say, Lord, I thank you. Some people are eating their food in the prison. Somebody are passing their food to them into their system. What are we going to pray about? Pray that none of your children shall fail. Oh, women, listen to me. You don't know that men has a particular problem. You have problem of wigs and nails. The problem of a man is that he doesn't want to fail. Men don't want to fail. Most of the time, a man will not even tell you he doesn't have money. He will not tell you. They don't want to fail. Let me start from the men in the house. You will not fail. I move to the women, ladies and mothers. You will not fail. I move to the youth, teenagers and children. You will not fail. Say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of failure over this house. None of my children will fail. Say, I will not fail. My children will not fail. Oh, yeah, lift up your voice. Are they praying? I will not fail. My children will not fail. In Jesus' name we pray. What are you going to pray about? Disconnect them from wrong company and association. You see, once a woman has a lot of friends, she's finished. I'm telling you, she's finished. get angry, that's your problem. Once a man has a lot of friends, he's finished. He's finished. Because out of them, they will influence him to do nonsense. When a child now has a wrong friend, one wrong friend, how can he say, I want to sleep with my sister? And that one said, just pretend as if you are sick. That was his friend. If the friend was good, he would say, well, are you normal? Are you fine? Are you a dog? But no. He said, just pretend as if you are sick. Then they'll tell your father. They sent David, that used to bless his family, to call her. Let us pray. Say, I disconnect my family. You see, we can stand like this and pray to 12. But your response is discouraging me. Why are you lazy? I'm supposed to be tired. You have been sitting. Why are you tired? Every night before I sleep, I pray for my family and my loved ones. Every night before I sleep. Every night, no matter how tired, I will sit in the parlor, no light, and I'll be praying there. All my children, when I born them, they sleep beside me like this until another one will come beside me like this. When I'm hearing message, they are saying amen from their sleep. Ah, let me see how you will go out of it. Your old age will be peaceful. Your old age will be restful. In the name of Jesus. I disconnect my family from every wrong association, from every wrong company. Say, the light and the darkness don't move together. Say, I separate them by fire. Say, in the name of Jesus. Will you lift up your voice and cry to God? Or you are tired? Let there be disconnection. In Jesus' name we pray. Should I leave the remaining prayer till next month? Are you sure you're not tired? What do you pray about? Pray, Father, let there be light in this house. I'm not here to say again. Say, Father, let, when there's light in the house, your children will prophesy. Ben. I told you, when the father is not praying, mother is not praying, no, God will leave both of them and go to the children straight away. When both of you are praying, when the child comes to revelation, you say, I know, because you are higher, you're able to interpret it. Let there be light. Let there be no hiding place for darkness in my house. Are you sure you are not tired? When you are praying, let me hear you now. Pray, let me hear you now. In Jesus' name we pray. What do you pray about? Spirit of ingratitude. You give your child food like this. You say, Mommy, what is this? What is this now? Cut your neck. You say, Mommy, Daddy, what kind of food is this? This problem is coming. Problem is coming. My children will be grateful. I'm not hearing you. My children will be grateful. How can your children be grateful when you are not grateful? Father, will receive this blessing with gratitude. We thank you. It is what you thank God for that increase and multiply. What do you think? What is this? It will not multiply. I reject ingratitude in this house. Spirit of ungratefulness, I cast them out of this house. My family will be grateful. My children will be grateful. See, the most difficult people you can handle on earth is ungrateful people. You have to explain yourself to them, and your explanation doesn't hold. My family will be grateful. Lift up your voice and pray the prayer. In Jesus' name, I pray. Stretch your hand to me. You are not responding well. Let me pray for you. Anyone here that have family project, you will complete it. You know, maybe house project, maybe building project, traveling project, music project, any project you have, the Lord will complete it for you. See, don't be angry. One of the things I do is to let my enemy, my children know that this person is my enemy. Yeah, I do that. Not just enemy, we abuse ourselves. People that are looking for my life, eh? That I know you hate me very well. I tell my children, beware of this person. Beware of this person. Now, let me tell you, you might not do it though. Every enemy of your home will not prosper. And I mean, they pray for you. The children are very innocent. They will give them something now. Not the people that we are eyeing ourselves for. No. No. I mean, destiny enemy. Do you see destiny enemy? People that will not stop. They will go to anywhere to destroy my reputation. Ah, No. I'm still praying for you. Whoever has chosen themselves to be the enemy of your family, you know what? David saw the end of Saul. You will see their end in the name of Jesus. There's something they call the rod of the wicked. It's their rod of judgment. Any rod of judgment lifted against your children, return upon their head in the name of Jesus. Say this with me. I shall see my children, children. Say in peace. Yes. Say it again one more time. Let me hear you. Say, let me hear you. Say, I shall see my children, children. Say in peace. Now, as you have said it, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you and myself. You will not become an early widow or early widower in the name of Jesus. You can't wish me dead and I will love you. No, you can't wish me that I will love you. Let's forget about it. But you are flesh, you are supposed to be spiritual. Be spiritual. Let me call someone to come and kill you. I am praying for you. Whoever is saying you are a dead man. I told you now. He said, that pastor will never die. Me. Whoever is waiting that you are gone. Let me tell you, even if you die, they cannot take care of your responsibility. I won't be it. They will not take care of your children. Whoever wish you dead, and they are saying this coffin fits you, may you hear of the obituary in the name of Jesus. Your children will not be troubleshooters. Amen. Ben, they will be problem solvers. I said, your children will solve generational problems. Amen. Not only family problems. Generational feat. Your children will attain achievement in the name of Jesus. Amen. Any member of your family now, walking in the valley of the shadow of shame, because of your prayer, they escape death in the name of Jesus. Any child born, they came in blood, in tears, and naked. Let me pray for you. Tears, blood, and nakedness will never be your portion till you leave the earth in the name of Jesus. Seven times attempt was made on my life. What do they want from me? Whoever is behind the death wish of your life, we call them be as I be. I pray against them for you. that they will go down for you in the name of Jesus. Look at me as I pray this one for you. Your children will not be a servant to their enemies. I had something, I was in Europe when I had it, and it shook me. A lady got pregnant, and the day she gave birth, she died. And they collected that child, and they used that child to become the servant or mother made to other children. And the person talking to me was supposed to be a high level person of God. And he said, yes, that is how it's supposed to be. I shook. I said, Jesus Christ. What has he done? And I had to go to bed. It was cold time. And I was saying, Lord, don't let anything happen to me. You were born. You had to come somehow. You have to come somehow. You might be born in a manger. That doesn't mean you end in a manger. I am still praying for you. Your children, my children, will not be an end, will not be a servant to our enemies in the name of Jesus. When your children wake up at midnight and they go to free to pick meat, do you get angry? Was that stolen? It wasn't stolen. But please, try and pretend as if you are dead now. Have you pretended you are dead? Watch that child go to take milk at 2 o'clock. And the wife of the uncle came out. What are you doing? Only, Ofeji Mikimu. Bye-bye, Totiku. When I'm talking to you, you listen to me. Some things must not happen. So I'm praying for you. Your children will not be at the mercy of wicked family in the name of Jesus. You pursue your child to your grandma. Grandma will say, give me the cane and get out. Grandma pulls the child away. Get out. Close here. It's a sign that when you are alive, they will pamper your children. But when you are dead, that child becomes the servant of your brother that hates you. When you come to church, pray, they say, he has a way of making somebody to shout and pray. Hey, what, your spirit will pray somewhere. And that's why I said you should pray here now. I said your children will not be servant of men in the name of Jesus. Your children will not be servant of servants in the name of Jesus. So I said three things. They will not be servant of your enemies. Servant of their enemies. They will not be servant of family. They will not be servant of servants. And they will not be servant of men. If that prayer is for you, shout to the amen and pack the blessing first. May your children be the pillar, oh my God, of great establishment in the name of Jesus. From the kingdom of God, the house of God, they are pillars. In the house, they are pillars. They will not be found as caterpillars. Then in great establishment, we will hear their names there. I'm praying for you again. You are still tired. Every spirit of tiredness in you, I cast them out now in the name of Jesus. Are you still tired? Your children will not bring you shame. Let me face this place. I said, your family will not bring you shame. Stray bullets. Accidents. Plane crash. Whatever we cause tears and pain, your children, even you escape in the name of Jesus. Help me mention the name of your children very quickly. You don't have to mention it. I just mentioned it. You have mentioned it already. None of them will be wasted in the name of Jesus. Those children you just mentioned now shall be unstoppable in life. The children will not suffer for what they know nothing about. I brought the name of a guy here. And when I started praying, I said, this, your boy is innocent. So, they said, it's innocent. He's already in Panty. And when something gets to Panty, it will take God. So, they exchange the boy. That's what they do. And that's what I'm telling you. Don't work at midnight. All of you working at midnight, it's just God saving you. Night does not respect anybody. Even Jesus said, this is your hour and the time of darkness. You don't get juju. You don't get charm. You don't get anointing. You are working at midnight. He said, in the condition of the family. So we started pressing button and praying. I pray for you. Your children, even you, will not be a victim in the name of Jesus. Today's service is stressful, Abby. Because you are praying. That church is full of stress. Have you been to mortuary or hospital? You will stand there. Somebody's complaining. This airport, you stand too much. I said, do you prefer mortuary? He said, God forbid, in the name of... I said, well, I choose the corner. Oh, stand on the airport, you are complaining. Hospital, you are complaining. Even in church now, you are complaining. I am still praying for you. By the power in the blood of Jesus. You know, some people, they will look at you and they'll be wishing that you can't be more than this. Where they never thought you can get to, you will pass the place in the name of Jesus. There is a spirit called the devourer. The devourer will not come near your family. Are you ready for this one? You will not bury any of your children. Say after me. I, Olufemi Akinola, I will not bury any of my children. Can you say it seven times? Let me hear you go. Yes. That is number one. That is number two. That is number three. Come on. That is number four. That is number five. That is number six. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, all of us here, we are children. I will not die before my parents. Are you ready to pray at all? See, look at me. Pray at the walk. Pray at the walk. Prayer is the walk. Prayer is the walk. Prayer is the walk. And who can stand against our God? No one can. They never burn them.
No one will.
I'm coming. I will not die before my parents. Oh, Masaro, I will not die before my parents. Say that one seven times and go home. Oh, yeah. Is somebody praying here?
Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to me.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to me.
Let me pray for you now. Let there be good news in your family from person to person in the name of Jesus. Any child now that seems to be troubling you, that child will soon be a celebrity in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be an outbreak of miracles in your house in the name of Jesus. All of a sudden, God will just face a family. All of a sudden, your family is the next in the name of Jesus. Somebody came to God and said, I am the next. Emilokan, I pray for you right now. In this season of Emilokan, it shall be your own turn too in the name of Jesus. There shall be outbreak of favor over your house and children in the name of Jesus. good news will give birth to good news in the name of Jesus. I pray a prayer for you. 3 weeks ago, I was giving testimony, back to back testimony, back to back celebration. Let me come here. Back to back open doors. Back to back breakthrough. It's your portion in the name of Jesus. May your family be aligned to divinity. They will not make mistake anymore in the name of Jesus. The Lord will help that house. You will do well. Your children will do well. The Lord will fight for you. You will not die before your time. I'm not here. I say you will not die before your time. You will not cry over your family. In the name of Jesus. People thought Rahab's own was finished, but Rahab brought testimony to the joy, to the family. If they are looking at you and they thought your own is finished, you are the one that will give them joy again. Lord, we give you praise. Lift up your hands and voice and give him praise. Give him praise. Come on, come on. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity. Power, purpose.